Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Get Your Point Across in 30 Seconds or Less by Milo O. Frank, is a classic communication guide aimed at helping people speak with clarity, speed, and impact in everyday business and personal situations. The central promise is practical. When attention spans are short and decisions are made quickly, you can still be persuasive if you organize your message and deliver it confidently. Frank focuses on the kinds of moments that routinely catch people unprepared, such as introductions, networking conversations, meetings with supervisors, client discussions, and unexpected questions. Instead of emphasizing charisma or complicated rhetoric, the book teaches a repeatable structure for short, memorable statements that highlight value and relevance. It also addresses the listener's perspective, showing how to tailor language to what the other person cares about. Written for professionals who want to sound prepared without sounding scripted, the book remains useful for anyone who needs to advocate for ideas, request resources, or explain what they do in a way that sticks. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 30-second message as a discipline, not a gimmick. A key idea in the book is that concise communication is a trainable discipline. The 30-second format is not about rushing or oversimplifying. It is about choosing what matters most and delivering it in a way that a listener can process quickly. Frank frames short messages as a realistic response to how conversations and decisions actually happen, especially in professional settings where people are interrupted, multitasking, or moving between meetings. The discipline starts with respecting the listener's limited time and attention, then applying intentional structure so the message has a beginning, a point, and a clear takeaway. This approach also reduces anxiety for the speaker because it replaces improvisation with preparation. Practically, it encourages you to define your objective before you speak, decide what the listener needs to know first, and eliminate extra detail that can blur your main point. The result is communication that sounds confident and direct, whether you are explaining an idea, describing your role, or making a request. Over time, practicing this discipline can improve how others perceive your competence and reliability. Secondly, focusing on benefits and listener relevance, another major topic is shifting from self-centered explanation to listener-centered value. Frank emphasizes that people respond faster and more positively when they immediately understand why your message matters to them. Instead of leading with background, credentials, or internal details, the book guides readers to highlight outcomes, benefits, and practical implications. In business conversations, that often means translating features into advantages or converting a complex idea into a simple statement about impact, savings, risk reduction, or opportunity. This listener relevance also supports persuasion because it reduces the cognitive work required to connect your point to the listener's priorities. The book encourages you to anticipate the listener's likely questions and concerns and to shape your short message to answer them preemptively. When used in meetings, this approach can help keep discussions grounded in decisions and results rather than drifting into vague updates. In networking or interviews, it helps you present yourself as someone who solves problems, not just someone with a job title. The overall benefit is clearer alignment, fewer misunderstandings, and more productive follow-up conversations. Thirdly, building a clear structure for spontaneous situations, Frank devotes attention to the real-world moments where you must speak without warning, such as being introduced to an executive, being asked what you do, or being put on the spot in a meeting. The book's value here is in offering a simple mental framework you can rely on when you do not have time to prepare a long explanation. The structured approach helps you quickly decide what to include, the point, the reason it matters, and the next step you want. By practicing a consistent structure, you can sound spontaneous while still being organized. This reduces rambling, filler words, and unclear endings that leave listeners uncertain about what you want. Frank also suggests that short communication works best when it is modular, meaning you can expand or contract depending on the listener's interest. If the listener leans in, you can add a detail or example. If they are busy, you can end cleanly and offer to follow up. This topic is especially relevant for professionals who frequently switch contexts and audiences because it turns communication into a skill you can deploy under pressure rather than a performance that depends on mood or inspiration. Fourthly, preparation tools for introductions, requests, and meetings. The book is widely known for being practical, and a central theme is preparing short, reusable messages for common scenarios. Frank encourages readers to craft and rehearse key statements they will need repeatedly, such as an introduction, an explanation of a project, a request for support, or a summary of results. This is not about memorizing scripts word for word, but about building reliable talking points that keep you focused. For introductions, the goal is to communicate who you are and what you contribute in a way that sparks interest. For requests, the emphasis is on clarity, what you need, why you need it, and what the outcome will be. For meetings, the approach supports stronger openings and more effective updates, helping you avoid drowning listeners in detail. Preparation also helps you control timing, since you can practice delivering the same content in different lengths, from a quick version to a slightly expanded one. This topic is valuable because many communication failures are not caused by lack of intelligence, but by lack of planning. Having prepared building blocks increases consistency, credibility, and follow-through across repeated interactions. Lastly, delivery and credibility, sounding confident and being understood, beyond what you say, Frank addresses how delivery affects whether your point lands. Even a well-structured message can fail if it is delivered with uncertainty, cluttered language, or an unfocused tone. The book ties credibility to clarity, suggesting that listeners often judge competence based on how quickly and cleanly someone can explain an idea. A concise message that is easy to follow makes the speaker seem prepared and trustworthy, while a long, wandering explanation can create doubt even when the underlying idea is strong. Delivery includes pacing, word choice, and the ability to stop at the right moment. It also includes responsiveness, noticing cues from the listener, and adjusting to maintain engagement. The book's emphasis on brevity can also reduce the risk of overpromising, because you are less likely to add speculative statements when you keep to your main point. In practical terms, this topic helps readers sharpen their professional presence in high-stakes moments such as client conversations, performance discussions, and presentations. The outcome is communication that is not merely shorter but more persuasive, because it is easier to understand, remember, and act on. In conclusion, this book is best suited for professionals, managers, salespeople, consultants, job seekers, and anyone who regularly needs to explain ideas quickly in meetings, interviews, networking events, or customer conversations. It is also useful for introverts or analytical thinkers who may have strong ideas but struggle to present them concisely under time pressure. The main life benefit is practical confidence. When you know how to shape a short message, you reduce anxiety, waste less time, and increase the odds that others will listen, understand, and respond. The skills transfer beyond work into everyday situations, like advocating for yourself, making requests, or resolving misunderstandings. Compared with many communication books that focus on storytelling, public speaking performance, or broad theory, Frank's approach is valued for its directness and repeatable structure. It focuses on the most common high-frequency communication moments where a few clear sentences can change outcomes, such as gaining support, earning trust, or securing next steps. The book is worth buying because it offers a compact system you can practice immediately, refine over time, and reuse across audiences, making it a strong return on investment for anyone who wants to be heard and remembered. If you would like to support Milo O. Frank, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.